Now it's gone.
Okay. So, it's a wonderful song. Yeah, the mic is really quiet. It's a wonderful song by Buffalo Springfield. Everyone thought it was about the Vietnam War. And it's actually, no, it was about a police brutality thing. It happened later, but it got interpreted to the war. It's a really simple guitar riff at the top. And that's about the kind of paranoia and surveillance state people felt existed in 1972. This kind of cheers me up because the current surveillance state bothers me a lot. And I don't feel like it's getting any better. And I mentioned Natasha. She has all these stories where she had a boyfriend with whom she shared French and English. And every time she called, he's Dutch, and she called across the border. Every time they ran out of French and switched to English, the phone would go dead while they found another human translator to listen in on their conversation.
Hmm.
Now the AIs get it all, and they just have to filter it out.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone that helped create the internet, this was not my intent. I wanted an Albert Einstein 7-year-old in Princeton somewhere to be able to reach out to another kid in Columbia and get help on their physics questions. And that's what I wanted. I didn't expect people trying to control people like robots and this repeating all the same lies that used to cause wars. And so far we really haven't hit the heights of propaganda. Misinformation that led to World War I, II, and Korea, etc. But it's gotten pretty bad recently in terms of the division between Russian and American politics and Chinese and American politics. And so here I am trying to write a song. The words came first. And just like another song that I damn did, it turned out that I was copying the words, copying the phraseology, the words and the chords from somebody else's other great song. I live to anger the copyright police of the world. I want this song banned so it gets popular. And I'm pretty sure I have one more verse yet to come of this. All right, so hit stop.